Dreamscape presents One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins Reid, narrated by Julia Whalen. I am finishing up dinner with my family and my fiancé when my husband calls. It is my father's 64th birthday. He's wearing his favorite sweater, a hunter green cashmere one that my older sister Marie and I picked out for him 2 years ago. I think that's why he loves it so much. Well, also because it's cashmere. I'm not kidding myself here. My mother is sitting next to him in a gauzy white blouse and khakis, trying to hold in a smile. She knows that a tiny cake with a candle and a song are coming any minute. She has always been childlike in her zeal for surprises. My parents have been married for 35 years. They have raised 2 children and run a successful bookstore together. They have 2 adorable grandchildren. One of their daughters is taking over the family business. They have a lot to be proud of. This is a happy birthday for my father. Marie is sitting on the other side of my mother, and it is times like these, when the two of them are right next to each other, facing the same direction, that I realize just how much they look alike. Chocolate brown hair, green eyes, petite frames. I'm the one that got stuck with the big butt. Luckily, I've come to appreciate it. There are, of course, many songs dedicated to the glory of a backside, and if my 30s have taught me anything so far, it's that I'm ready to try to be myself with no apologies. My name is Emma Blair, and I've got a booty. I am 31, 5'6", with a blonde, grown-out pixie cut. My hazel eyes are upstaged by a constellation of freckles on the top of my right cheekbone. My father often jokes he can make out the Little Dipper. Last week, my fiancé, Sam, gave me the ring he has spent over 2 months shopping for. It's a diamond solitaire on a rose gold band. While it is not my first engagement ring, it is the first time I've ever worn a diamond. When I look at myself, it's all I can see.
"Oh no," Dad says, spotting a trio of servers headed our way with a lit slice of cake. "You guys didn't."
This is not false modesty. My father blushes when people sing to him. My mother looks behind her to see what he sees.
"Oh, Colin," she says. "Lighten up. It's your birthday."
The servers make an abrupt left and head to another table. Apparently, my father is not the only person born today. My mother sees what has happened and tries to recover.
"Which is why I did not tell them to bring you a cake."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?